This is Black Millennial Money.
This is Black Millennial Money, where we talk about how you can make more money, keep more money, invest your money, and spend your money on the finer things in life, all from a Black Millennial perspective. I'm your host, Joseph Oisu, and today your illustrious guest is me. Today we are talking about student loans, but before we get into any of that, regular listeners, you know what I'm about to say. If you haven't liked, subscribed, and shared this with everybody in your phone book, now is the time to do it. We're on a mission to reach 100 million people around the world with life-changing financial information, and you can be a part of that. If you want to take your contribution to a platform that little bit further, click the link in the description and join our Patreon. Patrons get extra access to me and the team, and if they have any dilemmas, they get them answered faster. If you have any dilemmas and you're not totally sold on a Patreon, send them in to us anyway. Head over to blackmillennialmoney.com or DM me on Instagram at BMM Global, and we will get to them when we can. We're going to be releasing dilemmas on our YouTube channel, so make sure you're subscribed. And lastly, if you haven't heard my book, The Three Circles of Wealth, How the Children of Working Class Parents and Immigrants Can Get Rich and Stay That Way, is coming out soon. If you'd like to be one of the first people to find out when it drops, join the description. Click the link in the description, join the waiting list, and you'll be notified first. And we're going to throw in a cheeky little discount for you people as well. Now, today we are talking about student loans, and I wanted to give you some context. Usually we do a bio, but you guys know me by now. This is episode 97. But a couple of things you might not know about me is I graduated from university in 2011. So keen eye, the mathematicians around will know I'm 32 years old, right? So I graduated from university in 2011 with approximately £27,000 in debt, right? Student debt. And that's low compared to people who went to, who started uni from, I think, 2010 onwards, where it was a lot more expensive. But I left with £27,000 worth of debt. Today, as I sit here, 11 years later, I have £21,000 of student loan debt. Now, some of you may wonder how that's even come to be. And the simple answer is, the way it's set up is that you don't pay it for a good little while. And once you start earning, you don't pay a lot down towards the debt. So I pay roughly £200 a month, but the interest is about £200 a year. And that's, it sounds like it's not a lot of money, but basically it just crosses off one month of payment every time I pay it. And I started really thinking about this, and student loans, the way we treat them in the UK is everyone should have them and also everybody should keep them. And I'm thinking, this is draining our opportunity to build wealth. So in this episode, I'm going to break down some of my thoughts and share it with you. It's going to be one of the shorter episodes that we do, but it's going to be packed with tons of information. So starting off, I wanted to debunk some of the myths around student loans. So the first myth is that it's the best loan you'll ever get. And I've even said that, right? And that's only half true. Yes, it's the best rates you're ever going to get. So essentially, there's a super low interest rate and you don't pay it unless you're earning a certain amount of money. So unlike other debts where they don't care whether or not you have a job or not, you still need to find a way to get their money or end up in court. Student loans don't work that way. So that's the only perk of student loans. Now, the negative side of that is that it damages your ability to build long-term wealth. The more money you make, the more it costs you to start off with. But also going to break that down in a little bit more detail. Essentially, taking money out of your pocket where you could be doing other things with it is the most criminal thing that student loans are doing to you. The other myth is that nobody ever pays it off. And that's not true. Most people are broke. Most people don't have any money. Most people live paycheck to paycheck. Most people don't have financial security. Those are the people who never pay it off. If that's your ambition, absolutely fine. Never pay it off. In fact, stop listening to the rest of this podcast. Stop watching me on YouTube. It's fine. But if you want something a little bit more than the average for your life, keep watching. And also, more specifically, make sure you pay off that student loan, because there's a couple of reasons why you haven't paid off your student loan. Most student loans get written off between 25 and 30 years after you're due to make your first payment, right? If you haven't been able to pay off your student loan in 30 years, financially, something's not gone right, essentially. Because in the UK, we're blessed to not have the student loan situation they have in the US, where you will need to really, really try to have £100,000 worth of student loan debt. And if you put it in that perspective, that's as much as a mortgage. A small mortgage, but a mortgage anyway. Where most people's mortgage is going to be north of £200,000, that will take them 30 years to pay off. And you've got 30, maybe 50 grand of student loans, and you haven't paid off in 30 years. Two things have happened. Your life didn't go to plan financially, or you haven't prioritized it. And it's still a drain on your finances, costing you money. Make sure you pay off. Don't be like the average people. Don't be like everyone else. That's not a point. That's not why you listen to a show like Black Millennial Money. You don't want to be average. The other point I wanted to make on this is the actual cost of your student loan. People think about the student loan only in terms of the money that they pay, right? I borrowed X amount, so I'm paying X amount plus interest. That's not strictly true. Let me give you a long-term example of the impact of your student loan. My student loan cost me £200 per month. That's a lot of money. Because on a month-to-month basis, I would love to have another £200. Trust me, this wedding is literally punching me in the face every day. Another £200 a month would be fantastic. But when we look at it over the long term, if I had that £200 coming to me every month, I'm not sure what your student loan payments are. It could be higher, it could be less. But if you had that money coming to you every single month and you invested it, just £200 a month, and this is a lesson for you guys more broadly, but £200 a month after 25 years, which is the shortest period of time that your student loan would get cancelled, rather than having, I don't know, £27,000 in my case cancelled, I could have £110,000 invested. That would be the value of my investments if they only grew at 5%. And 5% is a low growth rate for stock market invested assets. 5%. 110,000 in 25 years, or they can just write off this 25 grand, this 26 grand. That doesn't sound like a fair trade. Now, if you did that same thing and you are on at the higher student loan tier, which came out from around 2010, and your payment period where it gets cancelled is 30 years after you make your first payment, that could be £150,000. Rather than cancelling 40 grand or 30 grand, maybe 50, even 60 grand, that £200 a month has now become £150,000 because it was invested in the stock market and made a low amount of 5% every single year. Now, when you look at it that way, you're really trading 25p for a pound. And why would you ever do that? Why would you ever give me £1 and I gave you 25p in exchange and say that's an equal value trade? Why would you ever do that? Your money would have grown by 60,000 to 70. So just to clarify, if after 25 years, you would have paid in 60,000. After 30 years, you would have paid in 72,000 in your investments. Because a lot of you are saying, yeah, but you put in money into the investment to make 110 or 150K. Right. To make 110K, you would have put in 60,000 yourself. That's what £200 a month over the next 25 years gets you. 60 grand. For 150K, you would have had to put in 72. You would have put in £72,000 total, and that's £200 a month for 30 years. So, let's do the maths on that. You put in 60,000. In 25 years, your investments are worth 110,000. That means you made a 50 grand profit, rather than the government writing off 25 grand worth of debt. It would probably be even less than that. But in 30 years' time, your student loan will be like 10 grand and you're foregoing £110,000 for them to write off 10 grand when you're 45 or 50. That doesn't add up. Doesn't add up. If you're on the 30-year plan, you would have put in 72 grand like we spoke about and made 78 grand. So you've more than doubled your money. More than doubled your money in the same time, and the government would have probably written off 15 to 20 grand for you. It's not a fair trade. It's not a fair trade. But that's a long-term example. That's over 2.5 decades, 3 decades. Let's put it into perspective now with some immediate examples.
You may not know this, but we have a Patreon page. Patreon is a platform that makes it super easy for people to support creators. Here at Black Millennial Money, our mission is to reach millions of people around the world with life-changing financial information, and you can be part of that. Head over to patreon.com/blackmillennialmoney or click the link in the description to sign up and start supporting us today.
That £200 a month costs you approximately £10,000 on the money you can borrow for your mortgage. Let me explain why that, how that works. When you're borrowing money for your mortgage, they look at your salary, right? Your before tax income. And what they do is they can offer you between 4 and 4.5 times your income. So £200 a month coming out of your paycheck, right? That's £2,400 a year. What lenders also do, they don't just look at the top figure, say you're earning 40 grand a year. They also look at your expenses. And this is where your student loan really kicks you in the butt. That £2,400 a year that's coming out of your paycheck reduces your affordability of your mortgage. So yes, if you're making 40 grand a year, they're like, okay, we could probably borrow you 160,000. But once they start looking at all the things that come out of your paycheck every month, like maybe we can borrow this person, I don't know, maybe 150, maybe even 140 instead of 160. And that £20,000 could get you a much bigger property that's more suitable for what you would want in the long term. And that's because of your student loan. Your student loan is literally costing you a good chunk of your mortgage, a good chunk of your ability to buy a home that you'll be comfortable with. It's not a fair trade. I'm going to keep coming back to it. It's just not a fair trade, right? For you to keep it. It was nice for you to have the access to the funds to get an education, but now you've got one. Let's hope you learn something and pay this thing off. Another short-term example, something immediate. Say you did get that mortgage. If you had the extra £200 in your pocket, right? Extra £200 in your pocket. Most of us are going to be getting 35-year mortgages because things are so expensive right now. If you made a £200 a month overpayment, so you paid off your student loan and you now had that £200 and you're going to overpay on your mortgage by £200 every single month, you've got a 35-year mortgage. That reduces your mortgage payback period by 9 years. 9 years. Additional £200 a month. So it goes from being 35-year mortgage to a 26-year mortgage because you had that extra £200 a month. Ask anyone who's paid off their mortgage. They feel fantastic. In fact, calculate how much your rent is or your mortgage right now. And if you just had that money back in your pocket every month, how much better would your life be? My mortgage cost me about £1,000 a month. Move to Milton Keynes, it's a smart idea. But it cost me £1,000 a month. If I had an extra £1,000, this wedding will be light. Come on, let's invite 50 more people. We can afford it. We can afford it. Come and chop my money. Actually, I won't do that. You know I wouldn't do that. But the point is made. An extra £1,000 a month in my household, loving it. We'll be going to Dubai in the next 2 to 3 months. My fiance's birthday is in May. We would definitely be going to Dubai if we had that extra £1,000 every single month. I don't know what it would do for you, but that's exactly what it would do for me. Now, if we looked at it again, what else would £200 do? We've spoken about a trip to Dubai. I looked this up. I've been looking this up. An extra £200 a month, that's a 4-star trip to Dubai. Once a year. So that's £2,400 a year for you to go to Dubai, for you to go on holiday with. In addition to that, £200 a month will get you a brand new car today. A brand new car. If you're already paying for a car, how much more car? Say you're paying £300 a month for a car, right? If you had an extra £200, what car would you be driving instead of the thing that's looking at you in the driveway now or parked outside your house now? Might have a few more horses in the engine. Might have a different badge on the front. You might have 2 cars with an extra £200 a month. That's what your student loan is costing you today. Today, it's costing you real things today. It's not just about, oh yeah, you could have £100,000, £150,000 in the future. Today, You're not going on holidays you wanted to go to. You don't have the car you wanted. You're not getting a mortgage you wanted. You can't afford to pay the mortgage as comfortably as you could because of your student loan today. It's costing you money. It was a good deal when you got it. It's a bad deal from the day you could afford to start aggressively paying it off. And to make things worse, most of us are out here chasing the bag when we're actually fumbling it. We are actually fumbling it. I know I've mentioned £200 a month a lot, in part because I'm talking to myself. I need to get on top of paying off my student loan. As soon as I've paid for this wedding, as soon as this wedding is behind me, my student loan is my next victim. I'm onto it. I'm onto it. Pull it this way. If you were to make an extra £200 a month after tax from your job, you would roughly need a £5,000 pay rise. £5,000 a year pay rise. So going from 30 to 35, 50 to 55 to get an extra £200 a month take home after taxes, national insurance, a pension contribution, which all of you should be doing. When was the last time you got a pay rise that big? When was the last time your manager said, you've done such a great job this year, we're going to give you an extra £5,000? For most of us, that never happens. And if it does happen, it's because they were underpaying you. Like, oh no, we need to make you level with the other people that we've been paying proper money this whole time. The only time you get a 5K pay rise like that, something along those lines, is if you change jobs. That's the only way. But if you were to stay in the same job, I looked this up. The Office of National Statistics in the UK, Google it, from August to October in 2021, the average pay rise, excluding bonus, so just your cash pay rise, 4.3%. 4.3%. That means that if you stayed in the same job for 4 years and got the average 4.3% pay rise each year, it'll take you 4 years, four whole years, to make an additional £5,000 a year. 4 years of work to go from 30K to 35. Of course, we would have told you to change your job in that time, but I hope you understand the point here. Hope you understand that the point here. Average pay rise, £200 a month extra in your pocket. Paying off a £20,000 student loan, which is where I'm at, or a £30,000 student loan, but in 4 to 5 years, is achievable. It's so achievable. As I said, I paid off £36,000 worth of credit card debt in 2 years and 8 months. So I know for a fact, if you're sitting here watching, if you're watching me right now, listening to my voice right now, you got £25,000 worth of student loan debt, 3 years, 4 years tops, paid it off. And that'll be the exact same thing as getting a 5K pay rise. And for some of you smart people out there, you know you're going to get a 5K pay rise because you're not going to stick around for these people to underpay you. And what that means is that you get a 5K pay rise from having that brand new job title, shinier clothes. Fantastic. Then you get another 5K pay rise from paying off your student loan. So it stops taxing you every single month. £200 a month back in your pocket, plus the money, the extra money that you're making. And the good thing about making that extra money is now you have more money to pay off the student debt with. As my dad likes to say, one hand washes the other, right? You make more money, you pay off more of your student debt. Once your student debt is gone, you actually have more money. It's incredible. It's actually incredible. My advice to anyone watching this and what I'm planning on doing, I have no debt at the moment, but I have a wedding to pay for, which is like having debt, I guess. But once you've paid off all of your debt, other than your mortgage, start aggressively paying off your student loan. Start aggressively paying off your student loan. And for the first time since you got a proper paying job, I mean like a career job, a 9-to-5 sort of situation since you left university, you will know what it feels like to actually get your full paycheck. Isn't that crazy? Left university 11 years ago. Yet to get a full paycheck because of the student loan. I know there's more people like that in this boat. Some people have been at uni 20 years, ain't seen a full paycheck. Just give it 4 years of graft, 4 years of focus. Get rid of that student loan. A smart way to do it is if you work for a company where you get an annual bonus. Live off your salary. When that bonus comes in, log into the student loans company, make a one-off payment. Make a one-off payment. Hit it hard. Your future self will thank you. And if you ever feel like spending £200 a month, DM me, I'll send you my account details. See you next week.
This is Black Millennial Money.